Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I wish to give you a brief update on the achievements of the past 3 years in this program area, which was indeed very rich. To start, the first slide, please. I would summarize why this work is important for the Pan-European region, though you have heard equitable access mentioned several times during the past 3 days, including the Commission presentation today. So we all know it's very important. It supports the implementation of the protocol requirement to ensure equitable access to water and sanitation for all, which is the Article 5 of the protocol. It supports progressive realization of human rights to safe drinking water and sanitation. It offers an opportunity for countries to enhance cross-sectoral cooperation to further address inequities in access to water and sanitation. And as we heard today, the previous and ongoing revisions of relevant EU directives, the Drinking Water Directive and the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, both include, but one only in draft version, reference to the tools developed under this program area. And a number of SDGs also connect to the idea of equitable access, including goals under 1.4a, of course, our water goal, and also 11, as well as the Parma Declaration on Environment and Health. Next slide, please. Major milestones since 2020 include the sixth meeting of the expert group on equitable access, which took place in March 2021. We had almost 70 participants in this meeting, including 10 pan-European countries, for which this was the first expert group meeting they have participated in. We had exchange of experiences from both EU and non-EU countries on how this work under the protocol can be further aligned to the recast drinking water directive. And also to take into account lessons learned from the pandemic, which is also highly relevant to the question of equity. The inputs and the experiences shared by the parties were reflected in development of a policy brief on affordability. We also had a regional workshop on this summer in Geneva, and it was a hybrid format, actually, both virtual and in-person participation, with over 100 participants, including representatives from governments, service providers, civil societies, and international agencies. This workshop mainly focused on the lessons learned and also the actions taken in response to the pandemic maintain the level of equity or improve equity even under this difficult situation. It was you're probably all aware of the previously developed tool, the Equitable Access Scorecard, which is a publication of this program area and has been proven very useful in the past, but it was discussed whether it's still relevant in its actual form or should we consider including some of the lessons learned from its use and also from the pandemic. I've mentioned this publication before, but now this is the slide that I will want to show you, and I also want to show it to you in live. So this is the publication we are talking about. There are still copies in the back, so make sure to get your own. So this is the publication Making Water and Sanitation Affordable for All. We all know that financial difficulty is one of the challenges that we meet when we want to reach universal and equitable access. This publication was officially launched at the regional workshop this summer. And its main focus, so it's a policy brief, so the main focus is for decision makers on explaining why does affordability matter, and what the policy and social protection options that are out there, and what are the measures we can use to avail, to make it really affordable to all. This publication intends to raise the profile of affordability among policymakers to make them understand why this aspect is of key importance. It aims to enhance understanding how affordability concerns can be addressed. So it's not just raising the problem, but also offers solutions. And it aims to promote further action on ensuring affordable water and sanitation services. So it really includes several good practices. What we have learned from this program area is that, but relates to this in relation to this program area, is that the COVID pandemic has really exacerbated existing inequities, making it more difficult for the already vulnerable. Ensuring equitable access to water and sanitation is the first line of defense in preventing and controlling the spread of infectious disease. If there is no water, there is no hand hygiene. The recast of the EU Drinking Water Directive introduced an obligation for improving equitable access to water, and it explicitly refers to the tools, the scorecard developed under the protocol. We still need to do more work on affordability issues, and further streamlining is necessary of the work with other global and regional initiatives on equitable access. The next slide, please. With this, we proceed to the future work suggested in this area, and for that, I hand over to my dear colleague, Beatrice.